This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I was watching a church program, and it was obviously a youth day, and they had a youth speaker for the day, and it was a young brother who did an excellent job, by the way. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it, and I'm saying to myself, is there a, you know, protocol that's been established where you get to a certain age where you can't connect with young people anymore? And who created that, and why? Why was that created? Now, let me tell you why I'm saying this. There are educators, I'll start there, that have probably been teaching kids for 20 plus years. Some from one generation of families to the other generation of families, to the other generation of families, to the other generation of families. And everybody got to know Miss So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so because they taught their kids and their kids' kids and their kids' kids and their kids' kids. And each one of those individuals said, I learned so much from Miss So-and-so. I learned so much from Mr. So-and-so. They made a real impact on my life. That's teachers. That's school teachers. Then there are athletic coaches who have coached generations of young people. And some of those coaches are in their 60s. Some coaches are in their 70s. And those guys come back and say, they come back to the school and they celebrate that coach and say, yeah, if it wasn't for Coach so-and-so and how he made a difference in my life and how I look up to him and never discussed anything about their age, never said anything about their being they're an old coach. And so they can't coach good, or they're an old coach that they don't understand. They're an old coach, so they don't understand the nuance of young people now. None of those discussions are ever made. Same thing, and when I say athletics, I mean basketball, baseball, football, the whole scenario. Now, in life in general, and matter of fact, let me back up for a minute. There have been conversations where we talk about, and I'm honest, I've been in those conversations. I've been the one that's been a part of those conversations that have talked about, people don't really, I was bad about this, people. Yeah, there's a certain age you get to where you can't really be an effective pastor. Matter of fact, you know, when people would ask me, In the last 6 to 7 months, do you still have the urge, or do you still have the spirit, or do you still feel like you have the calling to pastor? And my response is, yes, but I'm 60 now. People don't want an old guy to pastor. They want somebody in their 30s or 40s. They want young people that's going to be there for the next 20, 30 years. And that's my human answer. But my spiritual answer should have been, whenever God can use me, I just need to be ready. That should have been my answer. But it's so easy to get conformed to this world. It is. It is so easy, people, to get conformed to this world and pick up the narrative of lifestyle because everybody else is saying it, because everybody else is doing it. It's so easy for us to do that. It's so easy. It's been so easy for me to do that. Every cycle of our life. And matter of fact, can I just bring it home just for a minute? You've got kids that you raised. You got grandkids that you are raising or raised. When do you tell them, I'm too old now for you all to take advice from me? I've gotten too old now for you all to use my wisdom. Y'all need to go to some younger nieces and nephews and cousins and talk to them. It even sounds stupid, don't it? Don't it even sound stupid? That me being 60, I have a 21-year-old daughter. That means she shouldn't listen to me anymore. I have nothing else to say to her anymore. It's ridiculous. And this is why our communities are eroding right now. This is why our communities are in such a mess right now. I was at a meeting not too long ago, and a young brother got up and said, "We need you men. We need you older men. We need you to help. You need to be in a community, and they need to see that you care." And we're talking about all ages of men. We're talking about men in that room that day was in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, their 70s. And it could have been some of them in there in their 80s. The Bible never puts an age limit on serving. The Bible never puts an age limit on ministering. The Bible never puts an age limit on helping. Then why do we do that? And it becomes so traditional. I had somebody ask me the other day, will I or do I continue to work with young people? And I thought, and I said, yes, I will if I'm asked. Why do I have to be asked? If it's a calling that I've always had, the calling don't go away. And sometimes the calling then presents itself to train others. You know, we don't leave our calling. We don't leave our ministry. We don't leave our gift. We teach others our gift. We pass our gift and our training and our serving on to others so they can feel the same energy that we have and do what we have and do what we continue to do to make a difference in all the lives that we touch. Our communities, our society, our world is jacked up from the floor up because we've conformed to this world. And until we can get back to some common sense, folks, see, when I was growing up, I looked for the wisdom of my grandmother. I looked to the wisdom of my grandfather. I looked to the wisdom of my uncles and my aunts. I looked to that wisdom because they had been through something and that I had yet to go through. We all have to stay connected. If I'm ever lucky enough, and if I'm not, I can still suggest, I can still look for options. But if I'm ever lucky enough or not lucky enough to pastor a church, why can't on a senior day I have someone 20 years old preaching to the seniors? Why can't I have on a youth day somebody 80 years old or 70 years old or 90 years old or 100 years old teaching to the youth or preaching to the youth? Who says that because of age, it won't be able to reach them? It won't make a difference. I debate that because we are supposed to operate in the spirit. And the spirit has no age limit. The spirit has no age limit. And let me conclude this way. We talk about the word of God being over 2,000 years old. But we still worship him. We still try to serve him. We still try to follow his laws and his commandments. So has it got to a point where we need to be looking for a younger Jesus? A younger God? Are we going to conform so much so that we'll make up one for the young people? You know, we'll make that excuse up for the young people. Come on, people. We're smarter than that. I don't even know you, but I believe that you're smarter than that. And people who are in church, who are leaders and movers and shakers, you're smarter than that. You think just because you're in church that you haven't been conformed to this world? Yes, you have. You think just because you've learned how to shout hallelujah and amen and say it at the right time in the right place that you're not conformed to this world? Yes, you are. Just because you can preach better than anybody, you can sing better than anybody, you haven't been conformed? Yes, you have. You're conformed to this world. Because of the way you think and the way your actions line up to the world and not line up to Christ. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.